In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How is it that Abraham can dare to try to bully God through prayer into giving him what Abraham wants? How is it even more that our blessed Lord can compare his heavenly Father to an unfriendly friend, a lazy friend, who gives us something, not because of friendship, but because of the persistence in which we ask? I think the reason why God allows himself to be spoken of in such ways, why God actually inspires the sacred authors to record these stories, is because it is so important that we realize the weight of our prayers, the effect our prayers can have, that God allows himself, he humbles himself, to be spoken of by such analogies. Because there are some people, even some Christians, who do not understand why we pray. They reason if God foresees that tomorrow will be sunny, it doesn't really matter if we ask him for rain. If God foresees that the young mother will die from cancer, why should she bother to ask in prayer for a return to health? If God foresees everything that will happen, why do we bother to pray? The answer to this very important question was given about 1,400 years ago by Pope Gregory the Great. He said that we pray not to change the divine will. No, we pray so that our hearts can be prepared to receive what God wants to give us from all eternity. God foresees that tomorrow will be sunny. But God also foresees our prayers, and so he weaves those prayers into his great plan. They become real causes in his governance of the universe. Our prayers are God's instruments for bringing his blessings into the world. And I think we can appreciate Pope Gregory's words on a logical level. We can say, ah, yes, that makes sense. But at the same time, if we consult our own experience of prayer, it often seems that there is a long delay between what we ask for and God's granting it. There might be a long delay of months in the young person praying to find a job before they're hired. There might be a long delay for the grandmother who's praying for her family to return to the practice of the faith. Why is it that in so many of our prayers, God seems to delay? God seems even to ignore us. Part of the reason, I think, is that God understands human nature very well. That should be no surprise, he created it. But think of this. Remember when you were at school, the teachers were always suspicious of the students who blindly volunteered for a job before they knew what that job was. The teacher wanted the conscious participation of their students. They didn't want blind enthusiasm to be the motivator. They wanted the child to see what was being asked of them and to accept. So the teacher always wanted a delay between their request and the child's acceptance. I think that God delays in answering our prayers, or seems to delay, because he wants us to understand that we are not blind tools. We are conscious cooperators in his plan. And so by delaying, or at least seeming to delay, he allows us to appreciate the importance our prayers really have in bringing about changes in the world. And the saints knew this in a very intimate way, not just Abraham, but a saint even closer to our own times, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, whose statue is at the back of the church, had a first-hand experience of this kind of delay that accompanies persistent prayer. A few years ago, I had the grace of going to the Church of St. Peter in Lisieux, and there in the Lady Chapel, Thérèse Martin, as a girl of 14 years of age, went to pray at that altar every day for several weeks in 1887. And she was kneeling there praying for a notorious murderer. His name was Pranzini, and he had brutally killed an entire family. What really troubled Thérèse was that Pranzini showed absolutely no remorse for what he had done. He expressed no sorrow. He even sent away the priests who came to him to hear his confession. So this is what Thérèse, a young girl of 14, determined to do, in her own words. "I was determined at all costs to save him from hell. I used every means I could. I knew that by myself I could do nothing, so I offered God the infinite merits of our Lord and the treasures of the church. I was quite certain that my prayers would be answered, but to give me courage to go on praying for sinners, I said to God, 'I am sure you will forgive this wretched Pranzini. I shall believe you have done so even if he does not confess or give any other sign of repentance, for I have complete faith in the infinite mercy of Jesus. But I ask you for just one sign of his repentance to encourage me.'" This prayer of Thérèse was answered. The day after Pranzini's execution, she opened the newspaper, and this is what she read. Pranzini had mounted the scaffold without confessing and was ready to thrust his head beneath the guillotine's blade when suddenly he turned, seized the crucifix offered him by the priest, and thrice kissed the sacred wounds. Pranzini died repentant for his crime. There was a long delay between Thérèse's prayers and the sign she was given of Pranzini's repentance. We might say that God waited till the very last moment before answering her prayers. But the thing is, we do not know for how long the grace of God was chipping away at the hardness of Pranzini's heart until finally he knew sorrow for his crimes and asked his Savior for forgiveness. And so in our prayers, when there seems to be a long delay, that should not be a cause for discouragement, but we should go on like Abraham, like St. Thérèse, confident in the mercy of Jesus, for his grace uses our prayers to bring about conversion, to bring about healing, above all to bring about his kingdom in this earth and in the life to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.